Good morning. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in to the award-winning Rainbow Radio, The Real Gay Agenda. This is a weekly program for gay and straight people, by gay and straight people, and presented by the Harry Hancock Community Center. I'm your weekly host, Bruce Converse. Our co-host this morning is Olivia Rayburn. Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning. This morning, our show is being made possible by listeners like you. Those of you out there who have been helping to keep this show on the air with your generous donations and shows of support. This morning, we will be talking to a straight woman, G.A. Hauser, about her writing not only online straight romance books, but also steamy gay ones as well. But first, let's look at what's happened in the news lately, as well as what's coming up.
In international news, a gay British couple who are in a civil partnership will receive monetary damages from a hotel owner and his wife because they have refused, because of religious reasons, to rent the gay couple a room with only one double bed. The ruling was handed down earlier this year by the Bristol County Court, which found the hotel owners violated England's ban on discrimination based on sexual orientation. In court, the hotel owners claimed they were not discriminating against the gay couple, as they also refused to rent such rooms to unmarried heterosexual couples as well.
The Reverend Sharon Ferguson, the lesbian and gay Christian movement's chief executive, said of the verdict, "The hotel owners may well have sincere convictions about the nature of marriage, but this ruling does not deny them these convictions. If you are running a business, you must make your services available to all without discrimination and excluding people, especially when our scriptures are full of exhortations to welcome strangers. It's no way to defend and uphold Christian values."
In national news, back on July 14th, California Governor Jerry Brown signed Senate Bill 48, the Fair, Accurate, Inclusive, Respectful Education Act, into law. This law now adds lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people, as well as the disabled, into the existing list of underrepresented cultural and ethnic groups listed in California's inclusionary educational requirements. This law mandates that contributions of LGBT people be included in California school lesson plans. The bill was introduced by gay state senator Mark Leno of San Francisco, and he said that students who learn about LGBT people find their school environments more accepting of LGBT youth and are more likely to report that their LGBT peers are treated fairly at school. The state senate approved the bill back in April on a 23-14 vote. The assembly passed it earlier this month on a 50-26 vote.
Of course, the conservative critics were quick to offer their opinions on the governor's signature. The president of the pro-family organization, Save California, which says it is standing strong for moral virtues for the common good, said that the governor has trampled the parental rights of the broad majority of California mothers and fathers who don't want their children to be sexually brainwashed. He went on to say that the only way parents can opt out their kids from this immoral indoctrination is to opt them out of the entire public school system, which is no longer for morally sensitive parents and their children. One radio personality here in Columbia said that now school kids in California are going to have to be forced to hear about LGBT people's personal sex lives and habits.
The state superintendent of public instruction, Tom Torlakson, said that in a statement, only the contributions of California and United States history of LGBT people will be part of these new lesson plans, not anything to do with their personal lives. He said, "Our history is more complete when we recognize the contributions of people from all backgrounds and walks of life. Because of budget cuts, the state won't create K-8 curriculum materials until 2015. But when the law goes into effect in January 2012, school boards will be prohibited from sponsoring activities that promote discrimination or from adopting textbooks or instructional materials that reflect adversely on LGBT people in the state of California."
In South Carolina news, in observance of the 30th anniversary of the first HIV report, the peer leaders of YEAH, Youth Empowered Against HIV, have released their new website, www.yeahcolumbia.org. The YEAH website contains important information about HIV, maps to locations where you can get free condoms, and where you can get free HIV testing with an appointment. Everything you need to know about how to protect yourself can be found at www.yeahcolumbia.org.
If the idea of going to church turns you off, you might want to try Jubilee Circle. There you're more likely to sing songs by Bon Jovi and Sheryl Crow before you even sing a hymn. Jubilee Circle is a new church start of the United Church of Christ, but it's far from a traditional church. Jubilee Circle is an intentional, progressive, and inclusive community that meets every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. at 2730 Millwood Avenue. If you're spiritual but not religious, check out Jubilee Circle, where you can move from certainty to mystery.
This Wednesday, the weekly Kingdom Bible Study Group will meet at the Harriet Hancock Community Center, 1108 Woodrow Street, just off the corner of Woodrow and Millwood Streets here in Columbia. This group is open to all LGBTQ and straight ally community members and is held in a safe space free of agendas or judgment. All are welcome. The group meets from 6:30 to 8 p.m. every Wednesday. For more information, contact Tiffany Adams at tiffany_e_adams@hotmail.com.
Rainbow Radio is proud to announce that Out Loud, the best of Rainbow Radio, which was nominated for a Lambda Legal Award this year, has been awarded a 2011 third place by the Independent Publishers Association. This 184-page paperback has been selected to be on this year's Over the Rainbow book list by the American Library Association. Out Loud, published by Hub City Writers Project, is a collection of some of the best commentaries Rainbow Radio has aired since October 2005, when this program first went on the air.
Citadel cadets, drag queens, a slam poet from Columbia, a Spartanburg school teacher, a seminary student in Atlanta, a gay army vet just back from the Middle East, West Columbia rednecks, rural Texas tomboys, South Carolina's first lesbian congressional candidate, a young man talking about his gay uncle, an attorney talking about her gay son, two boys who dare to dance at the prom, a man telling his father that he is gay, and a dying man who makes his last visit to church on Christmas.
All these voices and many more have been collected and edited by the first executive producer of Rainbow Radio, Ed Madden, and our former weekly co-host, Candace Shalou Hodge, in Out Loud, the best of Rainbow Radio. These stories will inspire you, enrage you, and transform the way you think about what it means to be gay and lesbian in the South. Get your copies today. If your bookstore doesn't have Out Loud, ask them to order it, or go online to the Amazon.com website. Out Loud, the best of Rainbow Radio, makes a great anytime gift for those LGBTQ people you know, and to everyone who needs to know these diverse, accurate, and often unparalleled stories of LGBT Southerners, their families, and their friends. Get several copies today.
And finally, in South Carolina news, the Harriet Hancock Community Center is currently open on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 6 until 9 p.m., on Fridays from 3 until 6 p.m., and on the first, second, and third Sundays of each month. It is open from 2 until 4 p.m. The center is currently closed on Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Again, the center is located at 1108 Woodrow Street here in Columbia, just off the corner of Woodrow and Millwood Streets. Come on by, and if the open sign is on, ring the bell and come on in. If you would like to volunteer to help keep the center open more days and hours, again, please contact Holly Moore at hollym1130@aol.com. The Harriet Hancock Community Center, your history, your hope, your home.
Stay with us. In just a few moments, we'll be talking to G.A. Hauser, a straight woman who writes steamy online straight and gay books. So please stay tuned here to Rainbow Radio.
Against HIV is a group of young males ages 18 to 24 who self-identify as gay, bisexual, or queer and who are dedicated to reducing the number of new HIV infections in the millions, starting with our peers.
Do you know where to find free HIV testing? Yeah, we know, and we help connect our friends with those opportunities. Do you know where to get free condoms? Yeah, we know, and that's why YAH has installed free condom dispensers in area clubs and bars, such as Art Bar, PT's 1109, Capital Club, H2O, and Moda Lounge.
We break down stigmas about living with HIV and teach friends how to protect themselves by sparking the conversation.
We also host community outreach and education events, and you'll find our info tables at SC Pride and SC Black Pride this summer.
You can learn more and see what being a peer leader is all about on our website, yeahcolumbia.org. If you'd like to become a trained Yeah peer leader, send an email to info@yeahcolumbia.org.
And please let us know if you'd like Yeah to host an education event for your organization. Again, that website is yeahcolumbia.org. Yeah is a project of the Harriet Hancock Community Center. It is funded by the Central Carolina Community Foundation, AIDS United, the AIDS Benefit Foundation of South Carolina, and the support of our community.
Empower yourself against HIV. Get tested, get condoms, and start the conversation.
This is Daniel Montoya, Deputy Executive Director for the National Minority AIDS Council, and you are listening to Rainbow Radio.
Welcome back to Rainbow Radio. This morning we have the pleasure of talking to G.A. Hauser, a straight woman who writes steamy online straight and gay books, with the gay books having such titles as My Best Friend's Boyfriend, Acting Naughty, Getting It in the End, Going Deep, Unnecessary Roughness, and Being Screwed.
Award-winning author G.A. Hauser was born in the shadow of the Manhattan skyline in the suburbs of New Jersey in the sleepy town of Fairlawn, graduating from Fairlawn High School. She attended college in Manhattan at the Fashion Institute of Technology and graduated with honors with a bachelor's degree in fine arts from William Patterson College in Wayne, New Jersey. G.A. moved to the state of Washington, living for 10 years in Rain City, the last 8 years working as a patrol officer with the Seattle Police Department. G.A. started writing in 1990, and by early 2000, she moved to Hertfordshire, England, where she began her writing in earnest and published her first book, In the Shadow of Alexander.
Now a full-time writer, G.A. has written over 60 novels, including several bestsellers of gay fiction, and is an honorary board member of Gay America Heroes for her support of the foundation. She's won awards from All Romance eBooks for Best Novel in 2007 for Secrets and Misdemeanors, as well as Best Author for that year, Best Novel in 2008 for Mile High, and again for Best Author of that year, and was awarded Best Author in 2009 and again in 2010. Good morning, G.A., and welcome to Rainbow Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
When you were in school, what did you think you wanted to be when you grew up?
You know, I'll tell you, I think having to decide what you want to do with the rest of your life at age 15 and 16 is just unfair. But I wanted to be an artist. My love was wildlife art, so I guess I decided to be a starving artist.
What medium did you want to work in?
It was actually everything. When I went to college, I dabbled in sculpture, you know, creating it out of marble, oil paint, watercolors.
Mm.
I did everything, and it got me nowhere. So, you know, as far as the writing career, that was just something that I stumbled upon by accident. So I've sort of was a Jill of all trades for many years.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start to think that being a writer was something you wanted to do? And did you ever think it would turn into a full-time job?
I actually never aspired to be an author. It's my life has been a series of stumbling upon careers,
mm-hmm.
and I've never had a plan for any of them. But somehow I just managed to survive and keep going. I was a Seattle police officer for a while, and after I decided to move to England, I couldn't be a cop there. So I had a lot of time on my hands, considering the fact that you can't work until you have leave to remain.
Yeah.
And I always had an enjoyment for reading erotic books, but I couldn't find the ones I really wanted to read in the stores because I was drawn to gay erotica, to men in erotica. And to be honest, there was a huge gap in the market between porn, which is not what I'm interested in, and the Saturday afternoon specials, which is basically no sex whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So I struggled at that time to find something I wanted to read. And that was my inspiration. I began to write books that I wanted to read, and because there was just a big gap in the market.
Okay, if you hadn't been a writer, if that hadn't developed, would you still be trying to pursue an artist career?
No, I think I probably would have continued being a police officer. I did enjoy it, and I was trained very well to do it. So I think if I hadn't have gone into the writing field, I probably would still be with the police.
Well, this may sound like a silly question, but do you do any research for your books? Where do you come up with the gay storylines and the erotic passages?
Well, let's see. I guess I get inspired from everywhere. Lately, I've been inspired by a lot of their photographers and models who are offering to do cover designs for me. And I'm beginning to believe the adage that every picture tells a story. So some of these novels are created on the art of the photographers that are giving me their photographs. And I know that sounds a bit strange, but that's been my current source of inspiration. But in the past, it's been just my past careers. I've done books on police officers, firemen, lifeguards, everywhere and every place. Because I think, to be honest, you know, love finds a way no matter where it is, and any man can be a hero.
Now, how does a straight woman put together erotic gay scenes, shall we say? Where does that come from in your in your mind?
You know, that probably is the most common question in every interview that I have been asked is how, why, where.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I really find it an odd question, considering if you think really logically about it, women love men. I know that sounds like a very strange concept, but we do. And, you know, growing up, a woman loving men, male bodies, I found it perfectly natural to write about what I love. And I guess the odd part is that there's this whole undercore of women who absolutely love the idea of two hunks grinding. And I know that for some reason people think that's very strange. But I'm going to say, in comparison, men love the idea of two women together. You know, you say cat fight, and every man in, you know, goes running in the direction to see what's going on, or two Playboy bunnies in green jello. I find it very odd that people think it's very unusual that women would be turned on by two men together. So I guess I've been called a gay man in a woman's body. So there you go.
Okay. This morning we had the pleasure of talking to G.A. Hauser. She's an online author of steamy and straight books. We'll continue with this conversation in just a moment here on Rainbow Radio.
This week's show is brought to you by listeners like you. Rainbow Radio wants to thank all of you for your continuing support. Get a bunch of your friends together and sponsor a show. It's only $200. However, any amount you can send will be greatly appreciated. If you've never donated or sponsored a show, now is the time to join all of those listeners like you who have already done so. Here's what you have to do. Send your donations or sponsorships made out to Rainbow Radio to Post Office Box 12648, Columbia, South Carolina, 29211. If you've already sponsored or donated, your continued support will also be appreciated.
If you like our show, support Rainbow Radio, not only by listening to it, but also by donating or sponsoring to help keep this show on the air. The Human Rights Campaign thought enough of this show to award Rainbow Radio their 2007 Equality Award. Remember, all of our shows are on our website, rainbowradiosc.com. Tell all of your friends not only to listen to our shows, but to join listeners like you. Tell them to sponsor or donate to keep this show on the air, especially if you've never done so before. Thanks again from all of us here at Rainbow Radio for the support of listeners like you.
This is Dave Glick. I am the founder and executive director of GLBTQ Online High School. We're the world's first online school specifically for students who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, or questioning their sexuality or gender. And you are listening to Rainbow Radio.
Welcome back to Rainbow Radio. This morning we have the pleasure of talking to G.A. Hauser, author of online steamy, gay, and straight books. And before we left, we were talking about how, you know, straight woman comes up with, you know, steamy gay stuff. Out of all of the romance erotic books that you've written, that are listed on your website, by the way, both gay and straight are placed into six categories. Why the different categories, and what's the difference between them?
Well, if you look at the actual author website, you see the very top has just got two free downloads. One is my guide to my erotic universe. I've tried to create a world rather than a series of books, so that characters jump from one book to the other, sometimes as a side character, sometimes as a main character. So the guide is to help navigate, especially for someone who doesn't know my work, on the crossovers. Because if you love a character, you can go to the universe guide and find them in the list of books, where they are. Some obviously take place in L.A., some take place in New York, others in England. And you could just find in that universe where you want to go with my books. The other is just a straight catalog for booksellers. And then I have my series. There's the first box would be the Men in Motion, then the Action series, my Hero series, then the Gay Contemporary really is the largest amount of books. And then on the bottom would be my historicals and my straight contemporary. And I actually write my straight contemporary books under the name Amanda Winters, because I think if somebody picked up a G.A. Hauser book and didn't get gay erotica, they'd be very disappointed.
Okay, so you're known as G.A. Hauser for gay erotica and Amanda Winter for your straight writings, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Your books are only available on the web. How does one go about ordering any of these books, and what do they cost?
Well, there are paperbacks and e-books, and if you go to my website, there are links that are live to everything that is actually available now. Obviously, if you go to a book and it's not linked up, it's because it's not released yet. But you can find me, seriously, anywhere. I'm in Amazon, obviously, would be the easiest way. You can pick up the Kindles. They're all up there. Paperbacks, I'm available in Barnes & Noble online. You can get any of the books ordered. If you go into a bricks-and-mortar bookshop with my name, they'll have me on the screen, and you can instantly get a paperback. Mm-hmm. But I'm also available at Bookstrand, All Romance eBooks, Smashwords, pretty much everywhere.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier you have some free stuff on your website. Anything else that people can get for free just by clicking on it?
Yeah, actually, I have two short stories that are based on some of my long... They're based on the long romance novels, but it's kind of a taster if you wanted to see what I write. And those are available on Smashwords and All Romance eBooks. And if you just go to my page on those, the free reads will just show up, and then you could just download them and see what you think.
So what's your latest book about?
Well, the latest book that I'm writing now is basically, there's a series action series. So obviously I don't want to try to explain to you what nine books are, because that would take a lot more than 5 or 10 minutes. But it began in the first book with these two men who were straight men that were cast in a gay television series, and then their love affair and whether or not they wanted to be exposed for loving each other. So then all the other characters in my universe began coming into the action series. There's a few that are very well known to my fans, and it is sort of progressed into almost a saga or soap opera. So there are couples who have been established in other books and are making different decisions towards the end of the action series. So to make a long story longer, this one is called Going Wild, and it's basically the lead story in this is a forbidden love affair between one of the sons of a very prominent action series character, who is only 22, and a man who is an LAPD SWAT lieutenant who's 42, and the two of them are carrying on an illicit affair sort of behind everybody's backs, and the man who is lieutenant also has a committed partner. So I have to tell you, I got a lot of flack for this character taking, you know, cheating, basically, on his partner. But I think in the end, after you read this book, you figure out that the two were meant to be.
Right.
That's the crux of it.
Before time gets away from us, could you read a short passage from that book for us?
Sure. I'll give it a try. I'm not an orator, but here's a shot here, okay. You ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. Billy sat in his truck on surveillance for Alex's arrival, or to abort the plan if he noticed anyone familiar. He didn't know anyone who lived in this part of town, but he did know its coffee shops from living many years in the L.A. area. If he and Alex were spotted talking, what would Billy use as an excuse? Was it normal for Alex to look for him for guidance? Yeah, tell Steve that. Billy began to get cold feet and thought it was smarter to cancel. He picked up his cell phone and was about to dial when someone leaned into his open driver's window. Hey! Billy jumped at seeing Alex so close, and he was hit with a wash of nerves. Hi, let me get out. Okay, Alex backed up. Billy looked at Alex's tiny red shorts and midriff top. There was nothing discreet about that young man. He strutted his stuff proudly, out, gay, and gorgeous. Billy glanced at the glove box, wondering if leaving his gun and badge behind was smart. Never a good idea. He popped it open and grabbed both to clip back into his waistband. Wow, okay, I'm hard, Alex laughed. Yeah, well, Billy tried to play it down. My luck, the coffee shop will get held up, and I won't be able to do anything. He powered up the windows and got out, closing the pickup store. Billy felt like he was on a first date. He was so anxious. Being seen with someone as comfortable in his sexuality as Alex began to rattle Billy. Some of the men he worked with knew he was gay, but he didn't broadcast it. There was no reason to. You're going to be cold in the air conditioning in that outfit. I'm usually hot. I'll be fine. Alex made his way with confidence to the front entrance. Billy ogled his tight butt and black Doc Martens with white socks. Ha! Holy Christ, you're sex on a friggin' stick. The minute he walked in behind Alex, the room felt as if it became electrically charged. As Alex made his way to the front line of the counter, Billy could hear people whispering his name and pointing. Shoot. What? Alex spun around. I forgot you're so famous. Billy wished he had thought things out. When people began taking photos with camera phones, Billy chickened out. I can't do this. He retreated and left the coffee shop. He could hear Alex behind him and felt his touch on the arm. Billy, wait. Are you afraid to be seen with a gay man? He stopped fleeing and faced Alex. The pain in Alex's face nearly killed Billy. He caressed his smooth cheek. No, sweetie. I'm thinking about Angel and your father's reaction to us seeing each other, even for coffee. That's why I wanted to go to your place, Alex laughed, but it sounded as anxious to Billy as he felt at the moment. A pang of nerves shook Billy. He could confront armed felons, but being seen with the incredibly pretty Alexander Richfield made him quake in his shoes. Billy focused on Alex's lips, his pout, his long, dark, shaggy mane blowing in the breeze, his watery eyes. Come? Like an ejaculate? No, come to the cottage. Billy swallowed down a dry gulp. He wanted Alex. He knew he did.
That sounds great.
Could you tell us what your website is again and where anyone can order any of your books and find out more about the life and times of G.A. Hauser?
Well, the website is www.author.gahauser.com. That's where you can get all the links to my books, whether you want e-books or paperbacks. I also have a blog spot, and it's gahausersblog.blogspot.com, and also Facebook, www.facebook.com/ga.hauser.
All the ways to get in contact with you, right?
Yeah. You can even email me if you go to my website if you have any questions.
Okay. G.A. Hauser, author of online steamy, gay, and straight books, thanks so much for being with us this morning here on Rainbow Radio. It has been a real pleasure.
Thank you, Bruce. I very, very much appreciated it.
Thanks. Thanks for joining us this morning, and thanks to the Harriet Hancock Community Center, your history, your hope, your home, for bringing you today's show. And thanks to our co-host, Olivia Rayburn, and to our engineer this morning, John Rutledge. Thanks to both of you.
Whether you are gay or straight, let Rainbow Radio know what you think about this program. Please email your comments to our new web address, scrainbowradio@gmail.com, or you can call the Harriet Hancock Community Center at 803-771-7713. And remember, you can always write to Rainbow Radio at P.O. Box 12648, Columbia, South Carolina, 29211. We would love to hear from you.
If you have any show ideas, a commentary to share, or guests that you'd like to hear, send those suggestions along as well. And if you or any of your friends want to sponsor a show, send an email to Rainbow Radio through the new scrainbowradio@gmail.com website, and we'll tell you how to go about doing that. And now you can even find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Find the links on the scpride.org website. This show will continue as long as we have your support.
And remember, Rainbow Radio is working to get all of its past shows back on the rainbowradiosc.com website as soon as possible. We have most of the shows we have done since moving our radio home here to WXRY 99.3 FM. However, to get all of our shows since we first went on the air back in October 2005 back up on the website, that's a long process. So bear with us for a little while longer until we're able to have all the shows available to you again.
Several weeks ago, we tried to bring you a show about the Rainbow Wedding Network, but due to technical difficulties, we weren't able to do it at that time. Well, next week, we'll be finally able to bring you that show on the Rainbow Wedding Network. So until then, have a terrific and a safe week.